and welcome to the very last minute of the Pride and Prejudice minute, where we discussed every minute of Pride and Prejudice 2005, minute by minute. We're here. This is the last minute, but it's not the last episode, because next episode we'll still do a recap of just the entire thing. But for now, yeah, we have the last minute, which, depending on your version, goes from around 2 hours 30 seconds all the way to 2 hours 1 minute and 45 seconds, because we're adding in the last 15 seconds, because that it's just too small to talk about that in a separate episode.
Yeah, that's 15 seconds.
Yeah, sorry, we're not doing that. Hi, I'm your host, Sandra.
And I'm Susanna. And last minute, we had the ending of the international edition, where we saw Mr. Bennett calling out that if Mary and Kitty had any men hidden somewhere, that they might as well come in now to bid for their hands in marriage, because he's on a roll. Ended that with a little laugh to himself while Lizzie ran out to see Mr. Darcy. And then we switched to presumably somewhere in the future, because we're suddenly in Pemberley, it is night, and Lizzie and Darcy seem very comfortable with each other, and are married. Yes. So they were having a little bit of a banter about that Lizzie didn't want Darcy calling her my dear, because that is what her father calls her mother when he's upset with her or annoyed with her. And that is kind of where we ended it. And we start this minute with Mr. Darcy asking a question back.
Yeah, he asks Lizzie, what endearments am I allowed?
Very important question.
Yes.
And he kind of just...
you need to know.
Yeah, he kind of just leans in a little, and Lizzie also comes closer. And you can tell the whole scene is just a bit of, you know, a happy, jokey thing. They're not too serious. Like,
No, they've already shown before that they can be, you know, joking with each other a lot. So I guess they've been doing that a while. I think also it's very telling that, you know, they are very comfortable around each other. But also they haven't been married that long yet, because, you know, questions like these still arise. They're also still getting to know each other a little bit. And it's, it's nice.
And Lizzie says, well, let me think.
Mm-hmm. And she says it a bit mischievously. Yeah.
And then she kind of starts with her little list. And she says, Lizzie, for every day, which is good, because we have been calling her Lizzie for a long, long
for
time
every day. Yes, a lot of days.
And then she kind of leans in a little closer and she holds his hand and she's like, my pearl for Sundays. Which,
it's very cheesy.
It is cheesy, but it's also
but
cute.
she's joking. Yeah, and then the final one is, and God is divine, but only on very special occasions.
And that one is probably joking, but
yeah,
in the sphere of the moment, Darcy just kind of nods at her, like, very seriously. He does have a smile on, but he's like, yes, I'm going to do this. It's just a cute little corny romantic moment.
Yeah, you could say that this might be a bit cringy, but it's, you know, you have to read this as between two people who are just joking with each other. And that makes it sweet.
It's not that serious.
No, really. Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, he has a follow-up question, because these are all positive nicknames. Mm-hmm. And then he says, and what shall I call you when I'm cross? Oh, no. Mm. And they get closer to each other.
He even leans in. Yeah. They lean in a bit more. And he suggests Mrs. Darcy? Maybe. But
No.
Lizzie even sounds like a bit appalled. Like, no.
She immediately shuts that down. That is not allowed. because mm-hmm. she wants that to be positive.
Yeah.
And yeah, she kind of looks down again where she's stroking his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then looks up at him and says, "You may only call me Mrs. Darcy when you are completely and perfectly and incandescently happy." And the camera kind of zooms in on them as she says
that. And they're, yeah, and they're both like, you know, smilingly looking deeply into each other's eyes. Oh, it's so sweet.
Ugh, it's too sweet.
Disgusting.
They're happy. I hate it. I want them dead.
No, we've been rooting for them all this time. Why are you saying this?
Because that is what President Snow said in the Hunger Games when he saw Peeta and Katniss. Right. Which was Mr. Bennett, so...
I know. That's funny. Anyway. It's quiet for a few seconds where they're kind of just, you know, both looking very much in love while she just keeps stroking his hand. And then after a few seconds, he asks her, "And how are you this evening?" And then he pauses a little bit and adds a very meaningful, "Mrs. Darcy."
Ugh! Oh, it's so cute.
So sweet. Yeah.
And then his hand kind of moves up and he cradles her face. And
yeah.
He then kisses her on the forehead.
Hmm.
And she looks very happy with her eyes closed. And when he stops, she looks up at him.
Yeah.
And then he looks at her and he repeats, "Mrs. Darcy."
Oh. And she knows, she laughs at him because, of course, this is, you know, it's kind of continuing the joke that we started, but then... it's also serious, and he leans in again to kiss her on her left cheek.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he's, you know, done giving that kiss, he adds another
Mrs. Darcy.
And he kisses her on the nose.
Yes.
And she's kind of like, you know, lost in bliss.
Yes. And then he goes to the other cheek, to her right cheek. And like in the corner of her mouth, he gives...
yeah.
He says another Mrs. Darcy and he kisses her.
He takes a little bit more distance. And wow, she looks at him just longingly. She's longing for him. And probably the same way that we are all watching the screen.
Yes. She doesn't even open her eyes at this point. She's just
waiting for
it. Yeah, she is completely leaned forwards, her head tilted upwards, so he has easy access. And
come to me, baby.
And, you know, with his hand still on her cheek, he leans in. And he kisses her on the lips. And we finally get our kiss.
Yeah. Oh, we do have the final
Mrs. Darcy. Sorry.
Of course, before. And I think that one is more breathless than the other ones. It's just been building up. And it does have, you know, the slowest pace possible where he comes closer and they do truly kiss. And it's... yeah. It's great. You have this beautiful, beautiful music playing.
And I have to say,
I
talked about how I liked in the international version that it didn't, or at least that I didn't mind that it didn't have a kiss because we kept it. I also like it. And I know I sound like a hypocrite right now, but I multiple things. I really like that it's the final second of the movie that they kiss and then it goes black and that's it.
Like, while their lips are still locked, the music continues playing, the screen just bum black. That's the end.
This piece of music is also called Mrs. Darcy.
Yes. Oh, it's beautiful. Definitely look it up. I mean, I am thinking about it and I'm already getting goosebumps. It's great. And it's also the kiss is so soft and it's so, it's a very decent kiss. It is, yeah. There's a lot of, you know, it has build up perfectly throughout the entire movie, but also just this scene alone.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, there's this joking and they're very comfortable around each other. But then there's also this very romantic side to it, mm-hmm. Which he has slowly been building up. And he's showing how happy he is with her. Because, of course, that he just said that if he calls her Mrs. Darcy, then he is completely, perfectly happy. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, it's
a blissful little scene.
It is an adorable, slightly cheesy little scene. Yeah,
it's very sugary.
But,
it's very
sugary. Know, honestly, it is 2 minutes.
Exactly. Not even two minutes. Like, yeah.
So, you know, to throw it in there at the end, I liked it. I'm happy that we're also talking about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the end, it is a good ending to a very good movie that I've watched countless times, exactly. Even more since we've done this project.
Yes, yeah, in such a different way as well. And like you said before, it's not that I like that the earlier ending didn't have a kiss. It's more like I'm happy it didn't need a kiss. But I'm also happy we got it at the very end. That's it.
I think that is putting it correctly. Yeah, we didn't need one, but we're still very happy that in this American version we got one.
Yeah.
Because we deserve
Thank you, American audiences. And there was definitely some slashback, of course, over this. Because, you know, there's a lot of Jane Austen associates clubs and whatever who are very, you know, pure when it comes to the source material, which is logical. I mean, I've experienced it with Game of Thrones, for example. Mm-hmm. I dropped the series after 4 seasons because I couldn't watch it anywhere because it was just too far off from the source material. So I get, you know, that passion that you have from being correct to the source. Yeah. And this definitely breaks a lot away absolutely. From the source.
And I do think the whole, you know, why it has such a hold on me is because I hadn't read the book yet. So I didn't compare it to anything. Yeah. And obviously, if you did read the book first, you look at it differently. And there are a lot of movies and shows that sometimes I make the conscious decision to only start the book later and wait a little bit, because it will influence how you think, look at things, and you will compare. And if there is something you really like in the books and it's not in the movie or the TV show, you will be disappointed. So I do get that. But all in all, I think this is an excellent movie, and I think it kind of proves that, especially with people that experience a story for the first time, I think this is a really good one.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this version probably also is a little bit more adjusted to modern audiences. Yes, whereas, absolutely. Yeah, it's... Yeah, and that also, I think, has to do with reading, because people have been reading less over the years, unfortunately.
Not anymore.
Luckily it's on the rise. Luckily it's on the rise again. But especially, in, you know, this was in 2005, so...
Yes. Yeah.
2005 was definitely a year where
that was in the middle of, like, the crisis.
The book crisis.
Where bookshops were closing left and right because of the threat of e-books as well, and...
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, I do think if you love this movie a lot, we have referenced the book throughout.
Yes.
It is definite. If you haven't read it yet, it's definitely worth it.
Absolutely.
Because it does give you a little more of these characters. It gives you a bit more perspective.
It gives you a bit more historical perspective. Oh, for the last moment, my cat is also joining me.
Yeah, Yuki! So, I think this was great. We are going to do an episode where we'll discuss the entire movie and our experience with just recording this whole thing.
Yes.
But yeah, this was the final minutes. We made it. We did the whole movie.
It's crazy. Yeah, I was already so... it felt so monumental to me when I finished making notes for yes. all of the episodes. I was like, oh my gosh, this is really ending. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this has been a project that we've worked on for a while.
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we're almost at 2.5 years, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah, I'm really glad we did this, and it's been magnificent, and I really hope that you all enjoyed it as much with us as we enjoyed making this, yeah. And hopefully you also got some new insights yeah. from it. And if we are still missing some insights, if we're missing tidbits, please tell us now before it's too late, and we can still take it up in the very last episodes.
Yes, because there will be some time between when we're recording this and when we're going to record the final episode, given that we've done the majority of this because Sandra's pregnant and we want to do it before the baby is born.
Exactly. So there's going to, it's many months have passed by the time this airs.
Yes.
But yeah.
So, you know, yeah. hit us up on Instagram. Let us know, hey, we have an insight. I saw this scene completely different, and we'll incorporate in the final episode as well.
Yeah. Well, that's been everything. Yeah. This, I will close the final minutes, then you can close the final episode. That's nice. I have been your host, Sandra.
And I've been Susanna. See you in the final episode.
See you in the final episode. Yes.
Bye.
Goodbye.